CD 4.
I won't forget the look on the Reverend Welliger's face in a hurry, said Arthur gloomily. I've been going to that temple for 30 years. I was respected in the community. Now, if I even think of setting foot in a religious establishment, I get a pain all down my leg.
Yes, but there was no need for him to say what he said when you pushed the lid off, said Doreen. And him a priest, too. They shouldn't know those kind of words.
I enjoyed that temple, said Arthur wistfully. It was something to do on a Wednesday.
It dawned on Windle Poons that Doreen had miraculously acquired the ability to use her W's.
And you're a vampire too, Mrs. Countess, not far out, oh?
He inquired politely. The Countess smiled.
My word, yes, she said.
By marriage, said Arthur.
Can you do that? I thought you had to be bitten, said Windle.
The voice under the chair sniggered.
I don't see why I should have to go round biting my wife after 30 years of marriage, and that's flat, said the Count.
Every woman should share her husband's hobbies, said Doreen. It is what keeps a marriage interesting.
Who wants an interesting marriage? I never said I wanted an interesting marriage. That's what's wrong with people today, expecting things like marriage to be interesting. And it's not a hobby, anyway, moaned Arthur. This vampiring's not all it's cracked up to be, you know. Can't go out in daylight, can't eat garlic, can't have a decent shave.
Why can't you have a decent...
Windle began.
Can't use a mirror, said Arthur. I thought the turning into a bat bit would be interesting, but the owls round here are murder. And as for the, you know, with the blood, well...
His voice trailed off.
Arthur's never been very good at meeting people, said Doreen.
And the worst part is having to wear evening dress the whole time, said Arthur.
He gave Doreen a sideways glance.
I'm sure it's not really compulsory.
It is very important to maintain standards, said Doreen.
Doreen, in addition to her here one minute and gone the next vampire accent, had decided to complement Arthur's evening dress with what she considered appropriate for a female vampire. Figure-hugging black dress, long dark hair cut into a widow's peak, and very pallid makeup. Nature had designed her to be small and plump with frizzy hair and a hearty complexion. There were definite signs of conflict.
I should have stayed in that coffin, said Arthur.
Oh, no, said Mr. Shue. That's taking the easy way out. The movement needs people like you, Arthur. We had to set an example. Remember our motto.
Which motto is that, Reg? Said Lupine wearily. We have so many.
Undead, yes. Unperson, no, Reg said.
You see, he means well, said Lupine after the meeting had broken up.
He and Windle were walking back through the grey dawn. The not-far-outos had left early to be back home before daylight heaped even more troubles on Arthur, and Mr. Shue had gone off, he said, to address a meeting.
He goes down to the cemetery behind the Temple of Small Gods and shouts, Lupine explained. He calls it consciousness-raising, but I don't reckon he's on to much of a certainty.
Who was that, under the chair?
Said Windle.
That was Schleppel, said Lupine. We think he's a bogeyman.
Are bogeymen undead?
He won't say.
You've never seen him? I thought bogeymen hid under things and, behind things and then sort of leapt out at people.
He's all right on the hiding. I don't think he likes the leaping out, said Lupine.
Windle thought about this. An agoraphobic bogeyman seemed to complete the full set.
Fancy that,
he said vaguely.
We only go along to the club to keep Reg happy, said Lupine. Doreen said it'd break his heart if we stopped. You know the worst bit?
Go on, said Windle.
Sometimes he brings a guitar along and makes us sing songs like The Streets of Ankh-Morpork and We Shall Overcome. It's terrible.
A song which, in various languages, is common on every known world in the multiverse. It is always sung by the same people, viz. The people who, when they grow up, will be the people who the next generation sing We Shall Overcome at.
Can't sing, eh?
Said Windle.
Sing? Never mind sing. Have you ever seen a zombie trying to play a guitar? It's helping him find his fingers afterwards that's so embarrassing.
Lupine sighed.